motion. Let's vote.
Well, what's the motion? Brian, you got a motion or somebody?
I have
somebody
a motion.
Margie, go ahead.
I move that we go into executive session now.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, who is the first second? I heard someone.
Well, Lydia seconded.
Lydia, okay, thank you. All right, so this is a vote to move immediately into executive session rather than staying in open session for another 50 minutes.
Right.
Do you want to stack? Go ahead, Benito.
I just want to ask what the reason, I'm not for or against anything, I just want to know, what is the reason why we need to go into executive, or why certain people feel that we should go into executive session now? Maybe Margie or somebody
sure.
can explain.
I'd be happy to respond to that.
Sure.
Summer sent us, I just got collected on my email a bunch of stuff about WBAI. In our last executive session, we never talked about BAI. Obviously, we have to talk about it. We were just provided with a couple of different leases and some options on, you know, other things that have to be talked about. Staff at BAI, as I understand it, has not yet been paid. They were supposed to have been paid on whatever it was, the first of the month, and or whatever date it is that they were supposed to have been paid. I think we have, there's a special item that wasn't even on the agenda before on the CFO, which was, you know, added, and I think it's funny because it's very hard to add something to the agenda, but this item was added, so I assume it's extremely urgent. I just think... That's all. I just think we have a lot to talk about. That's all. I don't want to prolong this. I'm very sorry. I don't want to make this difficult.
You made good arguments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Richard, go ahead, please.
The motion for the related to the CFO is something we have to do. You know, sometimes we have to do stuff. It's like that PPB thing. We have to do stuff. And that's something that we have to do for the CFO. And if two-thirds of you don't want to do it, then we don't do it. And we just let that fall on the ground like we let so many things fall on the ground. We got to do things. We need to do them. We need to go. Thank you.
Brian, with the point of
Tracy
order.
Tracy for the stack.
Thanks, folks. Brian and then Tracy. Okay, go ahead.
So I just pulled the agenda that we actually voted to approve for our meeting 2 weeks ago, and that had us adjourning to executive session at 9:30 Eastern.
Ah, very good. I withdraw my motion.
Unless someone has a motion to extend, that's where we should be.
It's a motion on the floor.
I withdraw it.
It may be erroneous if the
you
thing
you cannot
that
withdraw it. It's already out there.
Oh, please.
Oh, God.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, let me hear from Tracy, and then I'll make some kind of decision here, and we'll vote on something. Okay, go ahead. Tracy?
Okay, we don't usually adjourn to executive session at 6:30, and considering how many complaints I've heard about the PNB and their propensity for secret meetings and how dare we have so much closed session, I think we should be a little respectful of that. The only item on the closed session agenda relates to WBAI, so unless we are planning to have a conversation in excess of 90 to 120 minutes, we really should have sufficient time to deal with the matter, which I agree is important. The amount of time that we've spent trying to get into closed session, we could frankly have already disposed of the CFO item and probably the two motions that follow it, one of which is going to seriously delay our ED search process if we don't get it dealt with. It's almost indefinitely going to extend it for another month or two. So I don't think we should be in closed session, and I'd really prefer that we proceed with taking care of business and then adjourn at a more usual time, like 7 or 7:30 Pacific.
Madam Chair, this is Brian.
This really strikes me as kind of trumped up stuff, basically, that's just wasting time.
Okay, thank you. Brian?
I'll move to extend solely for consideration of the next item.
Okay, I was going to try and split that proverbial baby we were talking about before we went on the stream. So why don't we just adjourn at 7 in 15 minutes. Does that sound reasonable to everybody?
Good.
Yeah. Cut it down.
Fine.
Oh.
Very
Hello?
Good.
Hello?
Fine.
Serene for the stack?
Good. Okay. Yes, Serene.
Thanks. Actually, if we could do 20 minutes, because I think that the two next items are about the personnel committee, and we certainly need to have an executive director that have that process on the road, and the national election supervisor, where we're already 2 months behind the hire date for the NES. So that's 20 minutes, and knowing how things actually work, while DAI must be discussed, people are not being paid, I would propose that we make it 7:15 California time, and make it a hard rule.
7:15.
So 29
Chair,
minutes at this point.
Okay, Madam Chair, how many motions do we have on the table?
Two. Oh, there's
no.
Two for that section.
I withdrew my motion.
Everybody, okay, look, can we just agree on some consensus? It's 6:45. We spent at least the last 6 minutes talking about this.
Right.
20 minutes puts us to like 7:05. How about we say 7:10 and we're out? Can we do
good.
That with
yes.
those two?
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's go. So the next two things in our personnel committee, move that the PNB shall increase the PNB executive director search funding to a total of $6,000. There's currently approximately $1,000 remaining in the fund. Somebody want to speak to it?
Let's just vote on it.
On to the sack.
John, go ahead.
The previous search committee had a budget of $6,000. Now, with the $1,000 that was left, it has already been used, and we were able to place one ad in the Los Angeles Times, which would run for a week, and then something with their online job search. And then I placed an ad in L.A. Progressive for $50. So we're already over the $1,000. And that doesn't give us the option to place ads in places where we might want to. And also, there may be some issues having to do with arranging for transportation. Should we ask for people to come to our meeting? There's always a possibility we could Skype. But right now, because the previous ED candidates were brought into our meeting, it's
right.
at least the pattern that I would like to follow. At least have us have the money available should we decide as a committee that that's the way we want to go.
This is Lydia. This is Jack.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I don't object to this amount. However, I do think in terms of the travel expenses, I mean, we meet every 2 weeks. So, you know, it's entirely possible there were a lot of people who we are already familiar with that we know that are in and around Pacifica, some of whom have applied. And so travel may or may not be necessary. But the issue is let's take up the travel budget later. I mean, we're parsing our money very, very meticulously right now, but I totally support having more advertising money. I didn't recall that the CFO committee spent $6,000 on advertising or $5,000 on advertising. I think some of that was travel, but Summer would know best. I thought we only had like $1,000 to place the CFO ads, but there you go. But I will support the motion.
Serene for the staff. Brenda was on the staff.
I'm sorry, Brenda. Go ahead and then Serene.
I'm Carolyn.
I'm curious, and again, because I'm not on the personnel committee, maybe this can be clarified, but it's very concerning that we already overspent on our advertising, and would there be a report out from personnel committee as to like avenues to try to lessen the advertising amount by utilizing things like LinkedIn or Idealist or any of those mechanisms that would be more apt to have a variety of applicants for executive director.
Jenna to the stack.
That's it.
Thank you. Serene is next and then Janet. Go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, thanks. I would hope that committee shares with the rest of the board the places where these ads are being placed. Because if my math is correct, we just spent $9.50 for an LA paper. as opposed to, let's say, Current magazine and its web, which is considerably cheaper and much more in line with what we actually do. So I would ask, first of all, I think $6,000 is a lot of money, and I would ask that that be reduced to $3,000, and they can come back if further monies are needed or when further monies are needed, and that the list of places where the ads have been placed be distributed to the PND, and I'll make that a motion or an amendment to
the
motion.
That's a motion. Is there a second for the amendment?
Second.
Please, a second, please.
And you are going to send that to me, right, Serene? Thank you.
Yeah. And who is the second also?
Margie.
You can list Brian.
Oh. Okay. Margie got it first. Thank you. And then I'm going to go to Janet and then Callan. And I just as a point of information, having been a co-chair of, you know, more than one of these committees, I helped develop the advertising list that has been used over and over again in the last 3 years, which targets diverse professional organizations where you're likely to find people that are involved in either the nonprofit or broadcasting sectors. At the time, I'm not involved with this process, obviously, but the EEOC required that we have that there was some daily publication circulation newspaper. So typically it was one of, you know, either New York Times, LA Times. And those are typically tied to one of the large search engines, like a Monster or something like that. And those are the most expensive packages. We found that by spreading it out over some of the other ones, I think, Brenda, you mentioned Idealist. They charge also, but much more reasonable rates, and they reach the nonprofit sector. Anyway, that you can kind of spread it out, but it is expensive to be in some of the dailies, but it's also part of what's required. So anyway, just a little perspective on that, but you can reach a lot of diverse audiences with some targeted advertising. It doesn't cost too much as well. And I'm sure the Personnel Committee is doing that, and John, I'm sure you can supply a list to the board when you're done placing ads. Janet, and then Carolyn, please.
No, we have absolutely no problem, I would think, supplying the board and everyone else with the names of the places we advertise. It's in the interest of Pacifica to keep a running list of all these places, and also in our interest to see in what ways certain ones of them drop off in importance and others
mm-hmm.
become significant. A Current is significant. The Monster.com has proved to be very expensive and problematical, not delivering. So it's a very thoughtful process, and the reason to ask for $6,000 is that the precedent that Alex Steinberg and his committee, I guess, Lydia, you were on that committee, set was to, and I don't think we should follow this procedure at all, was to allow the candidate to book his own flight and hotel. And that, I think, we don't need to do, but you might as well leave us the leeway just in case, just because it's only fair. Okay.
Teresa,
thank
for
you.
The stack.
Carolyn, and then Teresa. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you. 2 points. One, the WBAI PD search committee worked closely with our then HR director, and we not only kept a list of where we advertised, but he asked us, and we did, ask each and every candidate where they had seen the advertisement. Evidently, EEOC wanted that information, and we gave it to our HR director. So I think both of those pieces of information would be very important.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is I'm at a college, and like most schools, are on a restricted budget. And the policy that I've seen floated around on some of the lists that I'm on were faculty members discuss hiring procedures is that that applicants fly themselves in. If they are hired, their fee will be refunded, and we might want to think about that as an alternative. So I'd like to propose that as a substitute. I don't know if anyone thinks it's worth not substitute, I'm sorry, but as an amendment to the amendment.
Can you say the words of that amendment to the amendment again?
That is that applicants for any job pay for their own fare to fly in, and if they are hired, the foundation will reimburse their fare.
Oh, boy. It's a reality show.
Way to start off on the wrong foot.
John, second pass, please.
Oh, okay. Is there a second to that amendment? There may not be. I don't know, Carol.
No.
Okay. I don't think anything.
Money to burn.
Okay. second round, John Crumshaw, go ahead.
Summer, we have about a little over 1 minute left on this topic.
I can talk about in less than a minute. Basically, it took a long time to go through all of the lists to see what kind of advertising rates we could get. It turns out that print advertising, as Summer indicated, is required, and the difference between a 3-day or a 7-day ad was very minimal. I mentioned already LA Times, the online equivalent that goes with that package is called Career Builders. Very, very nice, careerbuilders.com. You can go and check that out on the website. And $50 for LA Progressive, but they have 300,000 hits a month, and it's nationwide. I just interviewed somebody from New York who's a college professor there. So those were very conservative and needed, but we have to go beyond that if we want to be fair to
right.
people. That's right.
Right.
And if transportation was provided for somebody else, we don't want to treat the second round candidates unequally. That's what I feel is important.
Mm. Okay, thank you. So we have a motion on the floor to replenish the ED search committee funding to a total of $6,000 and an amendment to make it three. So we'll vote on the amendment first. If you start,
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, Teresa. Forgive me.
Wasn't I on the stack?
You were. I apologize. Yes, you were. Go ahead.
Summer, just so you know, the time is up on this item, so just want
we'll
you to
let
know.
We'll let Teresa finish, and then we'll go to a vote on the amendment and the main motion. Go ahead, Teresa.
I saw something in the emails, the suggestion that we interview our people by Skype. And, I mean, if we are really going to entertain that, that could really save us a lot of money. Does anybody remember seeing those emails fairly recently? Because, and I have to
Yes, Teresa, I made that suggestion.
I think we ought to consider that, and I'll tell you why, because whatever our deadline is, we don't know that we will have our, time it properly so that we'll have our candidates to be interviewed by the PNB at our face-to-face PNB meeting without having them have to spend exorbitant amounts on airfare like we did. If it's too far out, let's say we picked our three people and the meeting is a month and a half away, fine, but then they might have another job by the time it comes time for the face-to-face
mm-hmm.
meeting.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too close, then they end up spending really large amounts on airfare.
I'll second that.
That's the thought. So, I mean, we might want to try something different. We might want to try interviewing our candidates by Skype. I mean, it's not as if it's the first time. Think back just 2 months ago where we found a perfectly good candidate by a phone interview.
Thank you, Teresa. Okay, so the amendment on the floor is that the ED search funding be brought up to, be $3,000, and the main motion is $6,000. So if you support the amendment for $3,000, then vote yes. If you do not, you can vote no, or you may abstain, and then the main motion will either be as amended or not, and then you can vote yes, no, or abstain as well. So, Mr. Secretary, if you could call the roll on the $3,000 funding amendment from Serene Roberts, please. Thank you.
Let me ask a point of information. Is that $3,000 that Director Roberts' amendment has, is that an increase? Does the current motion ask for $1,000, bringing that up to $6,000?
No.
And this would bring it up to $8,000?
No. The report indicated that they had one and they wanted it to go to a total of $6,000, so they wanted $5 more. I'm suggesting
that. Is that correct, John? John Crumshaw, is that correct?
You there?
I'm here.
Yes,
here.
Yeah, I'm here, and yes, we wanted to bring it up to the same amount. We would, and we discussed this in committee, only want to have the same amount available that the previous committee had, but we hope to spend less than that, and we would be looking into other alternatives, for example, like the travel arrangements, other things that might help us to reduce costs.
Thank you.
amendment,
for $5,000 in additional funding, and the substitute is $3,000, correct? So if you support the substitute for the $3,000, vote yes. If you support the main motion, then you would vote no on the substitute. Right now we're going to vote on the substitute for $3,000.
And the main motion would increase it $5,000.
That's correct. $3,000 versus $5,000.
Okay.
Go ahead. If you can call the roll on the substitute for $3,000, please. Thank you.
Okay. Edwards, Cheeger?
Yes.
Rosenberg?
No on the substitute.
Sneedle?
No.
Wilkinson?
I need a clarification. There's nothing in this motion that would prohibit the committee to coming back and asking for more money, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I vote yes.
Yes. Rizan?
Yes.
Yes. Crumshow? John, you get your vote.
No.
No. Okay. Gina?
No.
Brenda?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Is that it? Okay, guys, yes. Diaz? Can you hear me, Benito? Take it a vote.
I abstain.
Abstain. King?
No.
No. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Alan?
Yes.
Yes. Polinar? May not be there yet. Hitchell?
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to abstain. Usually I'll abstain. Burden?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. No.
No. Coleman?
No.
No. Robert?
Yes.
Don't push those buttons.
Monica, are you there?
Yes.
Is that a yes? Okay, guys, over here. Hey, tell your house guests to be quiet. Monica, what did you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Gray?
No.
No. Lane Ewart? Okay, did somebody pass? No. Yeah, didn't somebody pass? I guess not. One. Somebody has a lot of house guests. Would you mute your phone, please? Okay, it's 8-7-2.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so the motion failed. Correct? 8-7-2? Okay, so can you take a vote on the main?
I'm sorry, 8 yes or what?
8 yes, 7 no.
Sorry.
Passes.
The amendment passes.
Okay, so the amendment is now the main motion. Is there any objection to the main motion as amended?
Wait, do we get 3,000 more or altogether 3,000?
You'll get 3,000 more.
Okay.
4,000 altogether.
And you'll come back for more if you need it.
Okay.
Yeah. So is there any objection to the main motion as amended?
No.
Madam, no objection.
Yes?
Madam Chair, I have a point of information.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Can you tell me what would be the proper procedure to find out whether the PMB...
Teresa, please speak up. Go ahead, Teresa. What the proper procedure is?
Can you tell me what would be the proper procedure to determine if the PNB would accept an interview via Skype?
Okay.
This is out of order, I believe, at this point.
Probably should be, Teresa, it should probably be introduced to the personnel committee in terms of how to deal with this particular hire process, okay?
All right.
And then bounce off of HR to make sure there's no problem because other people were interviewed a different way, but not ED candidates, so it's a different job than CFO, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
I would say bring it to personnel committee as a motion or get someone. Are you on the personnel committee still?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So just raise it in the committee and see if it gets passed in the committee, and then you can bring it back here and we can vote on it.
All right, we'll do it.
And you can check with HR to see if there's any issue with that. Okay.
Hi, thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Okay.
Let me go back in the other room. Hold on, please.
Is that Brenda?
I'm sorry. Who is that? Okay, so next up on the agenda is coordinating committee. Move that the IED shall update the PNB about the status of the 2013 delegates elections, including the national elections, supervisor ads, and or hire.
So here's where we're at with it. We still owe $25,000 on last year's elections. We haven't paid our staff at New York at WBAI. The individual stations have to foot the bill to run these elections, so WBAI and WPFW, neither of which pay any central services, meaning that the national office is not only has to cover things like payroll for New York, but also gets no funding from New York or Washington, D.C. PRA gets no funding from Washington, D.C. or New York most of the time. Therefore, we're having to have an extra fund drive day at all the stations to cover that deficit. Last year's elections were less than salutary, with one station not even receiving ballots for most of its people. And, again, we still owe $25,000 to the election services company. We are, as we all know, deeply in debt all over the place. And I guess I want to, you know, how do I put this? I feel it's unconscionable to spend the money this way when we are laying off staff potentially or have other issues that may come up. When we are in this kind of position as a network, we have two radio stations in motion, neither one of which have a home, a deeply distressed financial state, and elections which, although an admirable experiment in democracy, are very expensive and produce extraordinarily mixed results in terms of not even successfully saying to it that all of their members in a single area get ballots. I don't know what this board wants to do about this. We cheerfully, for the whole 3 years that I've been chair, have only had two in-person meetings per year, although the bylaws clearly require us to have four. And we sidestepped that aspect of the bylaws. And yet when it comes to the elections, which are significantly more expensive by a magnitude of order virtually, we do not feel that we can do anything but go forward and dig ourselves more deeply into debt. Perhaps if we did all electronic elections and no ballots except for those people that opted in, then we would only be burdening stations with the additional payroll of an election supervisor. I haven't even taken this up with the unions on the East Coast yet to see how they feel about contract considerations involving their unit members and us hiring an election supervisor to conduct another election. I have not done a survey of each station to see does every station have sufficient alternates to cover people who would be termed out. I would think that should be a perfectly acceptable alternative to an election that the foundation can ill afford when it's in danger of operational distress at a fundamental level. And I don't know what this board wants to do about it. The hiring is left to me. And, you know, I'll place the ads. There was no amount, by the way, specified as to what the election supervisor was supposed to be paid at the national level. So I presume that's just left to me to figure out what people were paid in the past. But it's a much more structural issue of incurring this substantial debt, which has nothing to do with radio operations, but only with all of us and these big boards. And some of it's very important, and some of it accomplishes very little. So I'd like this board to, if you direct me to hire someone, I will incur more debt. But, you know, I'm in conversations with FSRN. We have multiple obligations that need to be met, and structural deficiencies within the organization that have gone on for years because of resources being directed to certain things that we feel compelled to spend them on, but not to other things which we actually are compelled to spend them on, like human resources, like development, like programming. And I don't know what this board wants to do about this, but these are realities. And last year, when I had to sign the check for those elections, I asked counsel, wasn't there a way to go in front of a judge and simply say, this is unacceptable to bring this organization to its knees and add to it financially with these elections at a time of such great distress that we hold an election last year and this year, too, that our bylaws are so skewed that they don't even consolidate these elections into something reasonable, meaningful, and intelligent, but absorb the listener resources for pro-democracy. And I don't know what to say, but if you compel me to hire an election supervisor, I will place the ads, and I will place them now, and I'll do it, and we'll figure out how to juggle that bill, too. But it's the individual stations that will have to pay for their election supervisors and their portion of all of this. And we know that at least for some of our stations, that is going to be extremely burdensome, and for the network as a whole it is as well. So I haven't placed the ads, and I frankly don't think that this organization should be doing this. I think that the risks of lawsuits mostly come internally, and not from the listeners that actually care about what's on the radio. I think if we decided not to sue ourselves, we could actually postpone this election, and nobody would be hurt by it, and we would still have a lot of caring, passionate representatives from every single area on our local station boards. And I think we probably have enough alternates, again, to even fulfill that requirement that nobody stay over their term. So I throw it on the board's hands, and you can throw it back at me, but that's what I think about the matter.
Okay, this is Margie.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. I'd like to make a motion.
Brian here.
Richard, and then I heard Margie, I think, and then Brian.
Okay.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Brenda for the stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
And Lydia.
I'd like to make a motion that we postpone this question until our May 23rd meeting and have the new CFO look very closely at our finances and give us his professional opinion on where our finances stand and how it relates to whether we have an election or not. And
thank
I'll type that up and send it to myself.
Brenda for the staff.
Second? Okay. Thank you. Okay. I will go to Margie and then Brian and then I heard
Lydia
and Carolyn and
Brenda to the stack.
Okay, Brenda. All right. So
Lydia.
Margie. I heard Lydia. I got you already. Go ahead, Margie.
Okay. Well, I don't know where we are, but it seems to me we're about to move into executive session according to a motion we passed a few minutes ago, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to me to start this discussion now. I think we need to have time to talk about it, and so I just want to be sure that we're not going to be rushed into making a decision on something at this point. I think we I think we need to talk about it, and we need to have a time to talk about it.
Okay, thank
Summer, this is Heather. Margie is absolutely right. We're 3 minutes over the time that we agreed to stop the open session.
Chair, I move to finish the stack and then move adjourn to executive session.
Second.
Did not get a second on my motion.
Yes, I second.
So I have there's a motion on the table.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. So shall I go to the stack on the motion on the table, which is to postpone until the next meeting for the CFO can have some input, which I, of course, would appreciate. But, Brian?
So I'm totally down with postponing. I just want to express a little bit of frustration because the bylaws put it on the executive director, not the board, to hire an election supervisor, and the deadline they set for that is in March. And I'm a little appalled that we're only hearing anything about this from our executive director now in May in a response to a motion that someone else put on the agenda. I think all the concerns Summer raised are completely valid and they merit discussion. I also think it's incredibly self-serving for an elected board to call off the elections that replace the members of that board, and I think it invites litigation.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, the status quo is that the executive director is obliged to hire that election supervisor and to do it under the time frame in the bylaws. And the fact that we want to discuss it in the future on the board is not an excuse for her not acting now on something that should have happened 2 months ago.
Thank you, Brian. Okay, Lydia is next, and
our former executive director held the same view, and all it ended up after
receiving advice from counsel and various things that happened, was that we ended up having them very late and creating more problems for everyone that caused more problems than we usually have. Most of us feel that these elections aren't working, but they're in the bylaws and there aren't enough people willing so far to change some of the dynamics in there. But elections are the type of thing, we've had lawsuits before about them. Last year we were very lucky that we didn't have any, but this one, especially because you have to deal with termed out directors and blah blah blah, and most of our alternate lists are exhausted, certainly okay, and so I would think that you could at least put the ads, which were written by the Elections Committee, you know, 2-3 months ago, to just place it on at least the website, even if we're not in a position to spend money on it yet, and that at least gets the ball rolling until, you know, we have a more in-depth discussion as to how to deal with it. But it's not going to do any good to once again postpone and cause the chaos of last year and invite litigation. So at this juncture, I would oppose it, even though, again, I share your sentiments in general. Thanks.
Thank you, Lydia.
Summer, I allow for 10 minutes for this discussion, and we are finished with that. We are also over the time that the board agreed to extend open session.
Okay. The last two speakers, I think, were Carolyn and Brenda, so if we could just hear from them and then take a vote on the motion, okay? Go ahead, Karen.
Thank you. I think that both Brian and Lydia, to respond to both of those points, it would be incredibly self-serving for us to go ahead with the elections because, in fact, we really cannot afford them, and I think it would be really derelict to authorize you to move on this when we don't have the money. So I agree that we need to ask the CFO for a reality check, if you will, and then do not post. I'm really urging you not to post anything on the list because that would begin the process. And, in fact, if we're going to end up not being able to hold elections because we can't afford it, posting a job search, beginning a job search, would cause problems and perhaps invite some litigation. So I really would urge you not to do anything without advice from a CFO as to whether we can actually afford this. It really would be outrageous to go ahead and try to do something when we know we can't really pay for it. At the same time, I would like the committee that's working on electronic balloting to move a little more quickly. Perhaps we could go ahead and look at whether or not that would save us a considerable amount of money so that the job description would then change for the national and local supervisors, and so would the amount of money that we would need change if, in fact, a report came in from that committee that gave us a way of doing elections more cheaply. So I would urge just a hold until the next meeting, which means, I guess, holding this motion also, if we can't vote on it right now. I'd like to vote on it right now, but if not, we can hold it. Thank you.
Are you calling the question on postponing?
No. We have one more speaker.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Brenda. And thank you. Yes, anything that comes more quickly from any committee working on making it less expensive would be helpful. Thank you. Brenda?
Okay, a couple of points, and I'll try to make it brief. I find it very interesting that this board decides that there's no money to do something that we're obliged to do by the bylaws, yet there have been very unusual temporary hires and consultants being hired throughout the network, and we have no financial information regarding this. We have no clear financial records. So how can we... And we haven't paid one of our station's employees, and I find it very unusual that now we're bringing up this issue. This issue of the elections is not a surprise. Everybody has access to the bylaws, and this should have been dealt with a long time ago when the Elections Committee brought this up. I only brought this up in the Coordinating Committee because the Elections Committee was not getting the attention of the PMB for whatever reason. Now, we also need to make sure that we're inviting more litigation. We are just asking for it if we don't move on these elections. So I urge everybody, you know, once we get a CFO or asking the interim executive director to act on giving us financial records of all this information. How is it that we don't have money set aside for these elections? That's it.
Well, I'll happily respond to just this little part of it. I mean, I think when you have more than $2.5 million on your books and unpaid debts, over $500,000 in unpaid attorney.
Point of order.
That's a naive.
Point of order. Summer, you need to chair or debate. You can't do both.
It's not fair.
He said he wanted a question from the executive director. There's nothing. I object to what comes across as disingenuous when we have 2 years of audits.
Summer, if you want to debate, pass the gavel.
We budgeted it. We passed the budget with the elections in it. So
and we also budget that stations can pay their payroll, even though that doesn't happen over and over again for 10 years. Okay, so the fact that it's budgeted doesn't mean it resembles reality in Pacifica at all. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll on the postponement of this matter till the next meeting. And if you support postponing it, vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Thank you.
Okay, can you hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Can you ask if there's any objection to this motion?
Yes, we can hear you, Richard. Thank you. You're not muted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any objection to postponing this matter until the CFO, until the next meeting, after the CFO can put some input? And if there isn't, then we'll be postponed.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't hear any objection. Okay, thank you. All right, so it's on the agenda for the next meeting. Thank you. All right, everyone, we're past time for executive session, and there's more than enough to chew on there, too. So thank you to the public who's been listening, and board members, if you kindly dial into the other number as quickly as possible. Thank you so much.